Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, we just finished PTSD Awareness Month, a time when the nation recognizes the impact of post-traumatic stress on someone who has experienced a traumatic event. Our friends at Wounded Warrior Project always work to help veterans living with PTSD every day throughout the year. And we're joined now by Ryan Cools, director of Project Odyssey for Wounded Warrior Project. Ryan, you know, we hear about this all the time. How big of a challenge is PTSD?
So we very much know that PTSD is a completely natural response to a trauma that someone experiences, be it a veteran or a civilian. And service members experience trauma at a high rate when they are deployed to battle zones like Afghanistan and Iraq, as they were for the past two decades. Studies show that more than 600,000 post-9/11 veterans live with the symptoms of PTSD. So it is a significant challenge for today's generation of wounded warriors.
Yeah, and you know, we run into this a lot where the stigma is a big barrier. You know, how do you deal with that? How do you break through those barriers to get to the problem?
So as far as breaking through those barriers, we found that stigma is real, and the can be a challenge for service members to seek the care that is very much beneficial for them. So a recent survey that we conducted showed that nearly 1 in 5 warriors report difficulty getting or putting off mental health care. And 2 of 3 of those warriors expressed they would feel embarrassed in seeking treatment. So really one of the things that we want to do is ensure that we bring warriors together, making sure that they know that they're not alone.
Sure.
And ensure that they know that asking for help is not a weakness, but very much a strength.
Yeah, I love that because, you know, just the name warrior. I mean, just that term kind of suggests that there's nothing wrong with me. And to admit anything less would take away that situation. So, yeah, I totally know about that. Tell us about the program you oversee, Project Odyssey.
So Project Odyssey is one of Wounded Warrior Project's couple of mental health-focused programs. We take an adventure-based approach to mental health care, and it brings veterans together in a cohort environment to overcome some of those invisible wounds of war. Starts with about a 5-day mental health workshop. It gets warriors out of their comfort zone and teaches them coping skills to enhance resiliency and their psychological well-being. So we have an opportunity to take warriors out in an environment like whitewater rafting, interacting with dolphins, ropes courses, sometimes even a motorcycle ride to bring them together, use those opportunities to teach coping skills that will set them up for their lifetime when they return home.
Now we're talking. All right. We're talking to Ryan Cools, the director of Project Odyssey for Wounded Warrior Project. You do mental health healing on motorcycles?
We do. So a few years ago, we started something that we call Rolling Project Odyssey. Might say tested it out, a little test drive, if you will. So we brought warriors to bond through their love of motorcycles and coupled it with the skills and tools that we teach on Project Odyssey. And we've been very fortunate enough to work with our partner, Harley-Davidson, to make these rides even more special. Have a couple that take place over the course of a year. And later this month, we have a group of warriors that will be on a Rolling Project Odyssey in Utah. And really, really special programs and really great opportunity for connection and healing.
Yeah, that is so cool. Well, yeah, talk about the impact of these rides, if you will, Ryan.
So the feedback that we get from warriors about these rides indicate that it's very much life-changing. So not only do they have the opportunity to take some skills home with them, they take home also a new support structure in the form of the cohort of fellow veterans that they went on the ride with. And that is a network and a support system that can last them for a lifetime. And they'll be able to use those coping skills in conjunction with that network to really work on some of the challenges that they may be experiencing and really start to overcome those things that kind of brought them to us.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan, you do so much as the director of Project Odyssey for Wounded Warrior Project, and, you know, it keeps you busy, keeps you certainly focused. I know that you yourself are injured. Talk about your injury a little bit and what you've overcome.
Sure. I was in the Army from May of 03 to May of 07 in late 2005, November 29th, 2005. My vehicle was struck by an improvised explosive device, and I lost my right arm and left leg, and more importantly, the two soldiers that were in the truck with me were killed on the scene. And I was evacuated to Landstuhl, Germany, by way of Baghdad, and began the healing process. And during that process, was able to connect with Wounded Warrior Project, and I was delivered a backpack at my bedside with some essential items that I didn't have, shirts, shorts, socks, and more importantly than that, a commitment from the organization that would be there through my recovery and as long as I needed them. And it really has been an honor to step on the other side of that logo and be able to help folks that are starting their journeys kind of see the path, the light at the end of the tunnel, and know that the Wounded Warrior Project is there for them every step of the way.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. And for you to turn that around and be in the place where you are right now is just so incredible. And we hear that all the time, Ryan. We always hear so many stories of it started with that backpack delivered by Wounded Warrior Project at the bedside. And that has turned around so many lives, not only just to be able to cope, but then to be able to help other veterans. It's so important. And then, so when we lined up this interview with you, I get a press release from the VA. It's talking about the Department of Veterans Affairs specially adapted housing program offering grants to veterans and service members with certain severe service-connected disabilities. And I'm reading the name of the act, the Ryan Cools and Paul Benny Specially Adaptive Housing Improvement Act of 2019. What? I'm like, is this the same guy?
Yeah, it's, that was a really an amazing opportunity to have a huge win for not only the veterans that have experienced significant injury this generation, but all veterans that have experienced a significant injury that requires their home be modified so they can be successful. We were able to work with a multitude of partners as well as the VA to update the program that provides those needed modifications so veterans can be successful in their home and be as productive as possible to make sure that they have every opportunity to do so. And knowing that we have a generation of wounded warriors that were severely wounded but are very young, and knowing that they will move a couple times over the course of their life, I wanted to make sure that the specially adaptive housing program was set up for them now and then also down the road. So we're able to make some changes to make that more productive and more applicable to the generation that we're serving as well as all veterans. So it's has been quite an honor to be a part of that change.
And it's significant. I mean, it increased the aggregate amount of the benefit for buying a house with special features from $63,780 to $98,492, which, you know, which is still not enough. I mean, it, you know, it's still, it should always be in a spotlight. But, man, you got your name on a law. That's awesome.
It was when I found out that that was going to be the name of the bill. When it was put up, I definitely took a moment to step back, and it is a pretty cool thing that not a whole lot of people can say.
Yeah, but right.
Really, it's knowing that it's there's two of us on there, but there are thousands of folks that benefit from that change, as well as all of the changes that we've been able to help navigate through different government organizations and ensure that folks are taken care of. Not only today, but for their lifetime, has been pretty cool. But to be representative of that impact for so many others is quite an honor.
Man, that is so cool. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing, Ryan. And you can learn more about Project Odyssey and everything else, it all starts at woundedwarriorproject.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I very much appreciate you having me on.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.